Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bad Bleeps of the Bible. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another installment of Bad Bleeps of the Bible. I'm your host, Scott, and today I'm telling you a cute, short, sweet little parable from the New Testament. And a quick refresher for you if you're an old listener who needs a refresh or a new listener who needs a little bit of an introduction. The Judeo-Christian Bible, right? Two parts, Old and New Testament. Old, BCE. Israel pre-Jesus from the start of time to the book of Malachi. The New Testament, CE, Jesus plus, everything from his birth to the end of the world in the book of Revelation. So that's the Bible, and now what's a parable, since I said that is the story we're going to be telling today? Well, a parable is a simple little story that's sprinkled into a bigger sermon that is meant to teach and illustrate a lesson being told in that sermon. And it's most often associated with Jesus. And today's parable comes from Jesus' super famous speech called the Sermon on the Mount, if you're reading the book written by his apostle Matthew, or called the Sermon on the Plain, if you're reading the book written by the disciple Luke. And what instantly popped into my head when I hear plain is, of course, My Fair Lady, the rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain. And it's interesting that we're talking about rain because rain features in this parable today. Still, regardless of mounts or plains, this sermon in its entirety was one of Jesus's more, if not most famous, of his short 33 years of sermons on his mortal coil. And this parable from said sermon is also one of the more famous of his parables. It's honestly up there with the Good Samaritan in its fame, but it's also way easier to tell. So let's get into this famous parable of our bleeps, the wise man and the foolish man. To give us a nice, strong, maybe traumatic introduction to this story, we're going to church. That's right, folks. Hold on to your hats because we're kicking off this story with a hymn, which, for you non-religious folk, is a song that's sung typically by the congregation that gives us a cute, maybe interpreted as terrifying song that will literally tee this story off beautifully. And short trigger warning for those previous church kids, because this is going to feel familiar in a maybe religious trauma sort of way. Here you go.
All right, let's all stand. Would you take your hymnals to number 419 tonight? We're going to begin with the Solid Rock. We'll start the service off. My hope is built on nothing less. Number 419. Number 419. Join me on the first verse.
My hope is built.
Okay, wow, that took me back. First of all, that pianist is going crazy. I was a church pianist slash singer slash pastor's kid, all of those things. And it's always fun to just tickle the ivories, as they say. Which, side note, if you search not so hard on the interwebs, you could probably also find me singing and playing songs in church. I'm not saying do it, but you know what? Do you. Anyway, what you may have heard referenced in that hymn was, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And that is what makes this story unique. We're telling the story of two men, one who may not be the most wise of the men and built their house on maybe not the most solid of foundation, and then another man who did build their house on the solid foundation. and we're going to find out what happens with the two of them. So let's go. Once upon a time in the colorful land of Parableville, there were two builders named Rocky and Sandy. Now, Rocky was known far and wide for his wisdom, while Sandy, well, let's just say he was known more for his enthusiasm. And Rocky decided it was time to build a house. And being the wise man he was, he chose a sturdy foundation of rainbow-colored bricks, each one carefully laid with precision and with care. He built his house a little distance from the shoreline, which maybe sacrificed his view of the crashing waves and tranquility of the shore, but was far enough away to be safe and satisfied on a strong foundation. He worked hard, making sure every wall was straight and every window was perfectly placed. And his house stood tall and it stood proud on his strong foundation, ready to weather any storm that may come its way. On the other hand, we had Sandy. Sandy was more interested in having fun than in doing things maybe the right way. He figured, who needs a solid foundation? We haven't had a storm here in years. We can just throw our foundation on some easy-to-stick things into sand and grassy fluff near the shoreline. Ugh, and who wants the boring, faraway views of the stunning coastline when you can have the ocean right outside your window? So off Sandy went, merrily constructing his house on the beach, directly beside those crashing waves and the roaring sea line. And everything was fine. Everything was absolutely hunky-dory. Until a storm came rolling through Parableville. And everyone collectively held their breath, bracing for the storm and anticipating the destruction that it may cause. And when the bright light of morning came peeking over the horizon, the results of the storm could be clearly seen. Rocky's house? Yeah, it stood firm. Not even a rainbow shingle was out of place. But as for Sandy's beach bungalow, a devastating picture emerged. His soft, little stunning seaside foundation melted away faster than ice cream on a summer day, and Sandy's house collapsed with a squishy splat, leaving him homeless and with the remnants of his home in a heap on the beach. In the end, Rocky's wisdom had saved the day, and in beautiful harmony, he happily shared his house with Sandy until he could build a new one, this time much farther from the beach, but on a more stable foundation. And from that day forward, Sandy learned that sometimes it's better to listen to wise men and build on solid ground rather than chasing the sights and building on an unstable foundation. So that's our parable from my point of view, Scott's point of view, the fun point of view. And the story told in the Bible it's in essence the same, but it is far less exciting. There's no Rocky, there's no Sandy, there's no rainbow bricks. No. So let me tell you exactly as it's written in Labibia. This will take 2.6 seconds. The text says that one day Jesus was preaching and said to the folks listening that, "Everyone, therefore, who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it didn't fall, for it was founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't do them, well, they will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." See? The same story, but maybe not as exciting. But honestly, regardless, take away the religious undertones of only following Jesus a la God's advice, and you actually might have some sound advice. Obviously, the storm, the rain, the winds, etc., all represent the chaos that life may throw at you. But building a strong foundation on whatever you believe and whatever you choose to construct that foundation upon will keep you safe from whatever life may choose to heap upon you. And that, I think, is a lovely little lesson from our little pal, Jesus. And to close us out, I'm going to share another song, because when I was looking through my list of podcast episode ideas for this week's tale, this song instantly popped into my head as I read the words, the parable of the wise man and the foolish man. And it's honestly wild to me that despite not hearing this song for like 20 years, I could still sing every single word and do the hand motions that we were taught in Sunday school. Craziness. So, I'm going to leave you with that song. And if you want to do the hand motions, feel free. Here they are. When you're singing about people building, pretend you're building by making fists and pounding them together, one on top of each other. When you hear the word rock, slam your fist into your hand, like, well, bam, I'm on a rock. When you hear the word sand, take your two hands, flatten them out, and pretend like you're smoothing something out or making the sign of safe in baseball. And then when you hear the rains came in, you're supposed to come and like bring your hands down, like the rains came in and the run, dun, dun. Like, do that. Don't think that was a good description. Regardless, let's go. Here is our finisher, our close, the wise man and the foolish man song from my childhood and my Sunday school. Here you are. Really hope that you enjoyed today's episode and that song. Please feel free to get in touch with me and share your thoughts and church stories at badbleepsofthebible@gmail.com. You can find us on Insta and on TikTok at badbleepsofthebible, where I will continue to not update that TikTok, but the Insta is Litsta. Sources for today's story can be found in the show notes, and please rate, review, subscribe, and share this podcast. Catch you next time, and watch out for men who don't prepare and wind up Bye.